With Tuesday's recall election now over in Wisconsin, Republican Governor Scott Walker resumed a normal schedule yesterday. His unsuccessful challenger, Democrat Tom Barrett, was back at Milwaukee City Hall, where he serves as mayor, and TV programs were finally free of political ads. But one fixture of the recall battle remained in place outside the Capitol building in Madison, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
They have gathered every weekday at noon to sing classic protest and union songs, often with updated lyrics.
Walker won't be governor!
Walker won't be governor!
Chris Reeder has been leading this protest as sing-along. Yesterday, they were all dealing with the disappointment of a lost election, but the songs went out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, grab a songbook and circle up. It is time to get started.
Yesterday was sing-along number 386. Sometimes they're inside the Capitol. On nice days, it's outside.
16 months ago, how long? 65 weeks ago, we said we were going to be here singing the day after the election, and we are still here. Last night might not have gone exactly like all of us would have hoped.
Governor Walker's victory stung. The daily sing-along has attracted plenty of attention, some of it supportive, some of it not. Some who stopped to watch are just curious. Yesterday, 32-year-old Lori Kolasek, an accountant, wondered why the protesters were still there.
It's done. Get over it. Move on. You lost twice. I mean, what's more is there to say?
52-year-old Greg Gordon is a computer programmer and a regular at these events. He says there's plenty left to say.
This has really kept people focused, but it's also been such a positive way to release some of the stress of everything that's been going on. It's formed a group that is going to stay connected after all this, musically and politically.
Song number two, This Land Is Your Land, starting with the chorus. Here we go.
This land is your land.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Madison.